This is 89.3 Huntsville. I'm Judy Waters. Gail Hobson is in the Sundial Writer's Corner today. She spends as many nights as possible at the beach. And recently, Gail witnessed an amazing event at Gulf Shores.
Midnight on a balmy beach is more than brilliant stars, cool breezes, and leftover smells of sunscreen. It's mystery. So when a car drove up under the porch of my friend's condo, I listened. It was a quiet and peaceful night in late August as I sat alone watching the waves curl into the sand. Then the engine sputtered to a quick stop. Doors slammed shut, and I heard shuffling footsteps. Voices drifted up to me, and I listened.
"Where? You have to show me."
"Shh! We have to work quietly. Get this one before it gets away." I watched as two people walked to the beach at a fast pace and come back again.
"There's one! Grab it!"
"Hold tight. If we lose one, we'll be in trouble. That must be six already." What was going on? Was I a witness to some crime? Were they dumping the evidence of some mischief into the Gulf? Sure enough, they went to the water's edge again and again.
"What do you mean you can't find it? It was right there a minute ago."
"We can't turn the car lights on. You know how important it is to do this work in the dark." Still, I listened, quivering with fear. What should I do in the face of all this mystery? Call the police? Wake up my friend? Bang on the wall for our neighbor? Have a slice of pizza? Go to bed? I went to bed, vowing to get at the bottom of all this in the morning. As I told Lou all about the events at midnight, we scrambled down the stairs and stood looking at the soft sand. There were footprints, all right, plenty of them. And there were hundreds, like scratchings, little tracks, little pencil marks that came from a hole under the steps. "That's it," I cried. Back in the house, I reached for the phone book.
"Are you calling the police?" asked Lou.
"You should have done that last night." "No," I said, "I'm calling the state park." The courteous ranger answered all my questions. "Yes, there were people under our house last night. They were volunteers with the Loggerhead Turtle Project. The nest at our address had been watched for weeks. All of the baby turtles hatched and were helped to the water. The volunteers were tired. It had been a long night, but our nest was a success and a satisfying conclusion to the midnight mystery.
Gail Hobson is a retired teacher who continues to add to her store of experiences. You can hear the Writer's Corner every weekday at 9:30 during Morning Blend and again at 6:44 during All Things Considered, or find us at WLRH.org.